AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House votes tonight on the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which calls for limits on so-called qualified immunity for police officers and eliminating some police tactics. During debate, New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries said police need to respect minorities.
We respect every single officer who has died in the line of duty. The question is, why don't you respect those Black and Latino individuals who was shot in the back?
Republicans insist the measure would take money away from police departments, which is not part of the bill. Wisconsin Republican Tom Tiffany.
This bill empowers criminals while stripping cops of the tools they need to do their jobs and the due process guaranteed to them by the Constitution.
If the bill passes the House, it faces an uphill climb in the Senate, where 60 votes are needed for its consideration. Capitol Police say they know of a potential attack plot for tomorrow.
Tomorrow is March 4th, what used to be Presidential Inauguration Day, and the threat appears connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will again take power March 4th. Capitol Police say the intelligence indicates an unidentified militia group may try to breach the building. Its statement came as Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman was before a House panel but refused to give more details.
That intelligence is law enforcement sensitive?
There's been considerably less online chatter than in the lead-up to January's Capitol attack, and there is still a big fence around the building, cutting off all entry. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Seattle Times reports that a federal judge has ordered the release of Ethan Nordine, a suburban Seattle man and prominent member of the Proud Boys far-right group. The judge agreeing to let Nordine out on bond ahead of his trial on charges filed in connection with the insurrection against the Capitol, despite new evidence prosecutors say show he played a key role as the group's de facto leader and organizer. This is AP News. The 25 people crammed into a Ford Expedition involved in a deadly crash in Southern California drove through a hole in the border barrier from Mexico.
Workers in Winter Haven, California are repairing a hole in the border wall where it's suspected that an SUV involved with a deadly accident in El Centro drove through. The Border Patrol's El Centro sector chief told the AP that surveillance video showed a Ford Expedition and a Chevrolet Suburban drive through the opening on Tuesday. The overloaded Expedition, packed with 25 people, continued on and a tractor trailer struck it a short time later.
We have been able to identify 10 people of Mexican origin who were deceased in the accident.
Chief Omar Watson with the California Highway Patrol said the SUV had only front seats.
There are numerous people that were ejected onto the roadway as a result of this collision.
I'm Jennifer King.
An Alabama legislative committee rejects a bill that would have allowed cities and counties to take down and relocate unwanted Confederate monuments. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.